And in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands. The opening line of the Declaration of Independence here on Independence Day special edition of Rosie on the House. We appreciate y'all having been tuned in the last 4 hours. If you missed our 7 o'clock hour where we had a history professor from Grand Canyon University here talking about the faith and the, what did he call it, religion and revolution that spawned this great nation, it would be a great opportunity for you to go back and catch that blog on our website, rosiehouse.com. I even had texts on my phone from friends and people I know thanking me for that hour and how great that segment was. So the 7 o'clock hour of Rosie on the House, a great educational opportunity on the founding fathers of this great nation, which I humbly declare as the greatest nation ever known to mankind.
Our article on our blog today is all about flying the American flag. You can go read about all the details to properly displaying and flying the flag. Blue battlefield with all the stars, always, whether it's vertical or horizontally hung, is always in the upper left-hand corner. And if it's outside, make sure it's lit at night. There used to be a time where you'd have to run a power line and get a really expensive light, stick it out there. But there are a number of places where you can get lights that are solar powered.
Specifically for lighting your flag.
There's one that'll sit on top of the flagpole. It's a round device. That's a solar panel on top. Charges these LED battery lights that keep it displayed all night. There's other ones that are attached to the flagpole and shine up. If you've got one mounted to the side of your house out at a 45-degree angle that just attaches to the pole that you can then leave it out all night, which is great for actual 4th of July.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because Roger had actually called Mom and said, make sure they mention that. It's got to be lit at night or take it down.
You were talking Tempe Town Lake. Is there 60-something?
66th.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. Now, it hasn't been named Tempe Town Lake for 66 years.
No, it was Salt River Dried Bed, Riverbed Celebration.
But another really cool display is in Prescott, that center highway, the homeowners there are required to do a certain amount of decoration each year.
That is cool.
And Halloween is like, Easter's bunnies and 4th of July, where they've got all their
pretty nice
flags,
nice.
And then what do you call the half flag circles that hang
like a banner, kind of on a porch,
right?
Oh, those are awesome.
Oh man, that strip, the 4th of July is just
Jennifer's covering
goosebumps.
The folds of the flag. As you retire a flag, there are 13 folds involved in completely finishing it off as that all blue triangle with nothing showing but the blue and the white star. So we're on fold number
11.
11, 12, and 13.
Is a tribute to the Hebrew citizen and represents the lower portion of the seal of King David and King Solomon and glorifies in their eyes the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Number 12, in the eyes of a Christian citizen, represents an emblem of eternity and glorifies in their eyes God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the 13th fold, when the flag is completely folded, the stars are uppermost, reminding us of the nation's motto, In God We Trust. And after the flag is completely folded and tucked in, it takes on the appearance of a cocked hat, ever reminding us of the soldier.
Very good. The 13 folds of the American flag. So, wrapping up this Independence Day celebration of Rosie on the House, we were talking a little bit about home security and safety, keeping your home safe when you leave. I want you to go to our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and download 20 tips for making sure your house is secure while you're on vacation. 20 tips for keeping your home safe while you're gone. And while you're gone and out on the road, seeing this great nation, seeing all the things that we've got to be appreciative for in this great nation, don't forget to share the gratitude. Be thankful for what we've got here. We're not perfect. This country isn't perfect. No country's perfect. I tell you what, based on the history lesson we got in the 7 o'clock hour and my reading of human history, I don't know that we could have done much better than we did by the founding of this great nation and all it has meant to the prosperity of all mankind over the entire globe. United States of America, walk proud, but walk humble. Folks, happy birthday, USA.